Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Let's Talk America. I'll be your host for tonight, and I have a few topics for you guys tonight. The first topic we're going to be talking about is about, you know, the famous son, Hunter Biden, and his laptop. Now, I noticed that no media, no news network or anything like that has mentioned anything about him. Now that the New York Post actually have posted and put out that, you know, that laptop has been verified. It is Hunter Biden's laptop, and there's a lot of things in there that he has done, you know, of wiring up, transferring of money, you know, secret documents, all of that. And let's not forget that they still get 10% to the big guy, and we know who the big guy is, that big Joe Biden, Brandon. So that's one of the things I would like to know. How come the media has not been putting this out there or hasn't said anything about that at all? It's like they just put it at the back end and not even mentioning at all for nobody to listen to. My second topic that I want to talk to you guys also, it's going to be about Disney saying that they want to change some laws for Florida for the Don't Say Gay bill. Okay. I don't know if you guys have read the bill. I actually just looked at it, glanced through it, everything. It doesn't say anything of not saying gay. Basically, it's just saying that, you know, teachers won't be allowed to, you know, have kids to select what kind of gender they want to be from pre-K to third grade, you know. But Disney's against that, and they say that they're no longer going to say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. They're just going to say dreamers. So what's going on then with Mickey and Minnie, Daphne and Donald? Are there going to be changes for them as well, or are they going to keep them like that? You know, Disney should take all the political things out of there and just stick to what Disney does best, is entertain family members. I don't think they should get into the politics type of thing or changing things, because I don't think that was Walt Disney's idea of having, you know, politics or anything like that in there. He wanted to make sure it was just a family type of thing. And I think they should just do that, you know, stick with that, and, you know, let everything else be outside of the world. Disney should just be for families. Doesn't matter what kind of gender, race, anything like that. It should not matter whatsoever. So also from what I've been seeing is Cardi B is going to be at the Nickelodeon new TV show for like Baby Shark or something like that that they were mentioning. They could have picked somebody better. I wouldn't think a role model for Cardi B. I don't think that would be the great role model, you know, for kids to look up to. That is the worst type of person that you want your kids looking up to, you know. What happened to back in the good old days, you know, when people were actually admiring with being a doctor, a lawyer, you know, a pilot, someone, you know, that had a good career, that, you know, that they have to use their sex to sell, basically. So that's something that, you know, I think we should all think about, and ask Nickelodeon as well why they selected Cardi B for. My other topic will be about billionaires. Joe Biden mentioned, you know, that they should pay their fair share. Oh, sorry, the way he said it. Pay your fair share. Let's break this down real quick. So if you have billionaires, let's say Walmart, Target, Whole Foods, you want them to pay their fair share. How you think they're going to break that down? By increasing the prices and making the consumer pay a lot higher on the products that they're purchasing. So it could be situated so they could pay those taxes. So I don't know if that helps. Now, are we also talking about artists, movie stars? Are they going to be paying their fair shares too? Or, you know, they're going to be okay, like some politicians, you know, that all of a sudden became millionaires with stocks. Don't want to mention no name, like Nancy Pelosi. But again, they're going to be paying their fair share as well. You know, are they going to be paying for high taxes like, you know, the millionaires and billionaires are going to be paying for? Because right now you have who? Elon Musk paying what? $5 billion on taxes right now after everything that he's done. So basically you're showing us that if you're a successful business person, for doing that and being successful, you have to pay higher taxes. That doesn't make no sense. But then again, companies will go elsewhere, other parts of the country, to have factories and everything like that, so they don't have to, you know, pay for those taxes. And my other thing is, I don't know if you guys noticed, but the speech that Biden did here in the U.S., he had a little cheat sheet of what the questions were going to be and how to answer it. How did we go from having a president that now has to read a cheat sheet to understand or comprehend the question and to answer the question just like that, by reading it? You know, is it because of what he said, you know, that Putin should be removed from office and he shouldn't be president no more? That's a conflict that he's asking for, that, you know, no one should be asking for right now. President Putin is not in a stable type of mind. He's in the mentality of a war, trying to take over Ukraine. And it seems like he's not afraid to use a nuclear weapon. So, as president, I think he should just, you know, not get us involved into that. And also, are we going to be sending our troops to Poland? From what I've been seeing in the news, you're going to be sending troops to Poland so they could train people over there to fight? I don't know. But again, you know, let's see what happens with all of that. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to the main topic that I want to talk to you guys about Hunter Biden's laptop. So, I don't know if you guys heard, but apparently he had bank accounts, bank statements in there that he was getting pay off from China to his overseas account, then to his business account, and then 10% of that was going to the big guy. Are we going to be indicting him? Are we going to be asking him questions? Are we going to, you know, get him away from his apartment and addictions that he has to make sure that he could give us the complete right answers? What's going to happen with all of that passes? Or are we just going to go ahead and swipe it down under the carpet and make sure that, you know, nobody finds out, nobody does that? You know, I would like everyone's opinion about this. Let me know what you guys think. The other thing that we were going back to is going to be about Disney. What do you guys think? Do you think Disney should, you know, stay out of politics and just keep it again how they were, just family, you know, and fun? I don't think, you know, Disney should be getting involved with the politics and trying to say that they're going to use their powers to get that bill removed from Florida. First of all, your corporate office is in California. You guys might run California, but unfortunately, you guys do not run Florida. Even though your theme park is here, and we do like the theme parks. But again, you know, the people have spoken, and the people have said what they like, what they don't like on the bill itself, you know. And about the billionaires, guys, what do you guys think about billionaires? Should they be paying their fair share? Because again, keep in mind how they're going to do it. And they're thinking about, it's just business, rising up the prices, making us pay a lot higher on everything else so they could pay their taxes. I don't think that is the way to go, because then inflation is going to go a lot higher than what it is now. I don't know if you guys noticed, but the gas keeps going up and down. Last time I put gas in my car, it was like about $4.15. And now it's going up back up again. Now, the regular gas is about $4.20 something. Last week they had it at $3.99. So a couple of weeks ago was almost close to $4.50. So let's hope if it go down, that would be great. Let's hope it does not go up, because that would be very, very, very hard for a lot of Americans, especially every single American around here. You know, there are hardworking family members. They do go to jobs. You know, some of them are living paycheck to paycheck, and that's the worst thing to do for an American, to bring up the prices even higher to provide for their family. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, thank you very much for listening to me. I hope I get to hear your thoughts and opinions about this. Have a good night, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.